The release of this report takes place, this report into massive corruption in the Gauteng Health Department, takes place in the context, number one, of the worst crisis ever faced in the Gauteng health system. In Gauteng, children are being born with cerebral palsy or are dying or are being injured because there are not enough nurses, not enough people working in obstetrics, not enough people working in gynecology. In Gauteng, we are having to suspend and close down critical posts, frontline posts in emergency services. And much of this is to do with financial mismanagement and corruption that started and became endemic under Brian Hlongwa. So if we're talking about fix the healthcare system, fix the public healthcare system, part of fixing the public healthcare system has to mean making it clear that there will not be impunity for grand theft of the right to health, which is what we are looking at here. The second context to the publication of this Special Investigation Unit report is, of course, the announcements being made by the minister at this moment about plans for national health insurance. Now, we support national health insurance. We support universal healthcare. We support the idea that people should have access to free, quality healthcare services. But if that vision and that dream is going to become a reality, you have to first fix the public healthcare system. And fixing the public healthcare system also means getting rid of the corruption in the public healthcare system. This report reveals corruption of nearly 1.3 billion rand. But we calculate that there is probably corruption in the health system totaling 20 or 30 billion rand per year. That is almost 10% of the health budget. If you were to take that 20 or 30 billion rand and to turn it into doctors' posts or nurses' posts or medicines or ambulances or clinics that have proper infection control procedures and systems, you would see a dramatic transformation almost overnight if that money was put back into health. So corruption isn't the be-all and end-all of the health crisis, but it's a significant plank of it, and it is one of the easiest things to eliminate. So we are publishing this report not just because we want to see justice, we want to see the criminal justice system work against these crooks, but we also link it very, very directly to the right of access to healthcare services which people have under our constitution.